We seem to have lost Sal.
Who we lose?
We lost Sal. I don't see him there.
Oh, he popped out of there, huh? You're right. I don't see him either.
Here he comes. He's coming back in. You have a quorum.
Okay. Okay.
Good.
And we're missing Dennis yet. He's not signed on yet. But I guess we can get going though. We could start. So you want to start with the pledge?
Yeah, we'll use Mark's flag today. I don't have my flag.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please.
Okay, well, this is the September 12th, 2022 meeting of the Parks and Rec Commission. It is starting at 7:02 p.m. And the roll call is Andy Cota.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill. John Bittman.
Here.
Sal Fraschino.
Here.
Heather Buten.
Here. I couldn't get off mute here.
There you go. And we'll note that there's still the vacancy. We're waiting for a member from the tax board to be sworn in for this commission.
Okay.
You mean Bev's not coming back?
And that would be cool. Get her back.
Yeah.
At
the rate we're going, she may.
She is. She's right. Coming back to Derby. So,
hey, we'll take her.
I'd love it.
Okay. Acceptance of the minutes of August 8th, 2022. Has everybody had a chance to look at them? Everybody had a chance to look at them?
So moved to approve as presented.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Public portion. Do we have anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak? Hi, Dennis. I see you're on board. Anybody from the public like to speak? If not, that portion will be closed. Correspondence. Do we have any correspondence?
Negative.
Okay, no correspondence. Well, you got here just in time because it's right to your report already.
Thank you. Okay. Full swing for fall programs. Pop Warner, Little League, cheerleading, Boys of Summer, going to be working out at Payton. We got three teams, three men's teams working out at Whittick. We got pretty much considerable action on our facilities. Pop Warner has a couple games under their belt. We have three teams. We are still struggling. Our numbers are not good. We have just enough to play. Hopefully the kids stay involved and don't get too upset with how these games are going. Because when you have these kind of numbers, chances are you're not going to have a chance to win a lot of games. So we're going to keep an eye on that and see that we can get to the finish line with these programs. The community center is very busy. Yesterday, Sunday, we did about 25 swim lessons at the community center, which we opened up because the swim lessons were too busy. We were never doing them on Sunday, but we have to. The teachers have too many clients, which is a great thing. That is a very strong program for us. And also, it's a pretty good revenue that we are obtaining from those swim lessons. Right now, we took in almost $80,000 last year in revenue. It's not just from swim lessons, it's from many things. And we're on the verge of $20,000 in 2.5 months. So the center is active and busy. And we also have a lot of problems at the community center. We have a real lot of maintenance that needs to be done, that we're holding off and hoping that this grant money that's we're hearing about from the government, the virus money, that we can get some assistance for these projects at the community center. They're not small projects. The budget is, you guys know that I write the budget in January. And so it's probably, what is it? Nine months old now. And our budget is pretty much the same as last year's. And that's not going to cut it. The invoices that are coming in, it's a problem because inflation, we're going to struggle. We're going to struggle with our budget in the spring. There's no question about it. But, you know, we'll deal with it as it comes. But at this point in time, last year's money doesn't look too good for this year. We are putting together a recreation enhancement program that we hope that the money from the government helps us to improve some areas in town which are in need of improvement. We did not have a capital plan for, I think is it 3 years now? But this is going to, we're going to give them a list of the enhancements that we are seeking, which include redoing our basketball courts, redoing the fence at Bradley School. We're looking at the possibility of some kind of water situation at Bradley School. We think that Bradley School is a tremendous venue for our summer program. It's got all the amenities. It's got the playground equipment. It's got the overhead pavilion. It's got fields. We got the cafeteria for breakfast and lunch. We have a basketball court. This past summer, it was grueling. The 95 days, the 95 degree days, and I'm afraid that I think that's the norm. So I think that kind of weather is here to stay. So we're looking at maybe trying to get involved with some kind of water situation up at Bradley School. Just starting to think about that. So it really hasn't advanced to any stage.
Like a splash pad, or what do you mean? Like a splash pad?
Yes, I couldn't come up with it. Splash pad. Okay. Yeah. We think we have a spot for it. We certainly have water close by. I don't know. Our preliminary discussions, the mayor and Walter Mayhew and I, I think they're going to make a pitch for that. So, really that could enhance our summer program. We got an opportunity to have a real, real good summer program. It's free. Again, you know, we have all the amenities at Bradley School. Is a great place for it. If we were to add a splash pad, I think that would be tremendous. And right now that's on the wish list. Okay. I mentioned Payton Field four nights a week right now. The firemen are finishing up their season, which will be done in a week or two. We've got the two 13 to 15 age group baseball teams that are playing on that field, and we have the boys of song. So we're pretty much four nights a week on Payton. With structured programs. So it doesn't leave any wiggle room really for anybody else, I don't think, at this time. Certainly if someone was interested at the field, certainly we could find a way if that ever came about, no question. we could find time for somebody who wants to rent the field still. But it's a busy place. And I don't know if anybody goes by on weeknights in September and October, or which is going to be in October. Place is busy. It's hopping. And that's great. It looks good. That's it. I don't have, unless there's any questions, that's what's going on with Parks and Rec.
Okay. Thank you. There's nobody coming from the Board of Ed. So I guess, I don't know if he's away or whatever it is.
No, he's got a soccer game tonight.
No, okay. I wasn't sure. I just saw that he couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Can I just ask you guys a question? So the community center, would they ever consider doing like a swim team since the swim program is doing so well?
So these are one-on-one swim lessons.
Are they?
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, the customers, I'll call them, are, I'm going to say, 6 to 10, 90%.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now,
yep.
Doc Conway did call me very recently, inquiring as to the possibility. I don't know. I think maybe they're looking into a swim team at Derby High.
Only because I know my daughter has participated up at Seymour, and then when they stopped, she's now in Oxford. And it's really, because she's 10, like she's like one of the oldest, you know, it's a young group. But the money is outrageous. So if you could get that money, people paying to be on the swim team, maybe it would help with some of the cost. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
Okay.
It's
an okay thought. Yeah, our pool is 60 by 30. It's not competition size.
Okay? Gotcha. Okay.
When I was in high school, we had a swim team a real long time ago. And they actually worked out here at the community center.
Yeah. Just because, I mean, she's in it mostly to learn to swim, and they kids love it, and they, it's, you know, little competition, but it's mostly to learn how to swim, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, our swim lessons, we have I think now 1, 2, 3, we have 5 teachers.
Wow. Okay.
That do, yeah. And the lessons are one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're doing 100 a week.
Oh, wow. Great.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's why I had opened this place on Sunday. To accommodate these things. And, you know, I knew when we came back from the virus, we were really scared that the swim lessons, I told them for months, I said, nah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Not for months, but for some time. It was too scary. You know what I'm saying? But once we opened it up, it was unbelievably, shockingly, how many people were very much okay with one-on-one swim lessons. Because nothing else was okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking, you know, a year ago. You know what I'm saying? More than a year ago. And that was very surprising that people were okay, because these are very young kids and they're in the teacher's arms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
So they're face to face.
That's awesome.
Good. Yeah. And we started out with masks and everything, which was really awkward in the water, but we did. That's long gone. And I don't know. These things are, listen, we have cars come from New York State to these swim lessons. I don't talk to the people. I just see them here. Okay. And they're popular and people come from all over. Our price is better than most, I guess. Of course, you know, we are.
No, I just mentioned it because I know Seymour doesn't have it anymore. So I didn't know if, you know, we could pick up.
That could be, have something to do with us being more popular than ever.
Yeah. Yep.
Dennis, question for you. Has the mayor mentioned anything about tax board member?
I talked to Walter about it, and the mayor, no, but Walter. He was reading something to me. This was just last week where, you know, he had something that said we had 2 tax board members. And I said, no, it's one. But I think it's right now, it's a struggle. I guess.
They've been having problems too. Their chairman just resigned.
For the tax board?
Yeah.
He did.
So they're struggling to get people to fill the tax board seats, never mind to go come to ours. It's pretty sad.
They didn't have a quota, what do you call it?
Forum?
Forum last meeting, I think.
Yeah.
Because I got some stuff in there, but.
Well, that explains that.
Now, Dennis, you get word back from the Board of Aldermen meeting that we discussed some procedures with Boys of Summer and using the park and this and that. They were looking for you there last week, but they want to make sure that you just take charge and you run it. If there's any questions on what they fall into, what category, this and that, you get a hold of us. But members of the board felt that maybe we are charging a little too much here and there. So the mayor is going to pick a committee again to look at those numbers so we're not cheating ourselves out of people using the field. And also,
that's a really good idea. It's probably been past due to get that done, too. Right. That's great. Right.
And also, we had a discussion on the spikes, and I think you got an email on that today about using spikes.
Well, yes. So I heard about that, and I heard that that was an issue that was being discussed. You must remember when we had this discussion about spikes, because it was...
I was going to say about a year and a half ago, Dennis.
Yeah, and we discussed it for quite some time.
Yeah.
There's a real lot of work that went into spikes, yay or nay, if you recall. Okay, we had experts, we had ADs from other towns, athletic directors. Do you recall that?
Yes.
I mean, that was an extensive discussion. Okay. So I had mentioned to Boys of Summer, one of their leaders, I said, this spike thing is coming up. First of all, the determination about the spikes was they're okay. Okay. If you remember. Okay.
Yep.
So metal spikes are okay. Doc Conway made a big pitch for them. And it was decided by the committee that was working on it that they were okay. So I did bring it up to the boy, leader from the Boys of Summer, and he says, I don't even think we wear them. Okay. So, I mean, just so you know. Okay. So, I mean, number one, spikes are okay at this time.
And now you got the word from Dr. Conway today that said the bottom line of is the committee approved the use of metal spikes only for Derby High School baseball and softball, per Dr. Conway.
That's weird. All right, so the only part is something I didn't know. And I don't really agree with that.
Don't remember that part, but I remember the
spikes. I don't remember that part either. But
did you get that email today, Dennis?
You know what? Not yet. I've been with Doc all day. We got something going on that I can't share. But no, we didn't talk about the spikes. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I don't know. I think I would have spoke up if they said only
Dennis, check with them next time that you had conversed with him to find out what they have in documentation of that. And that'll put that to bed fast.
Mayor and Walter are very concerned with it.
Say that again?
That's coming out of the mayor's office today, and the mayor and Walter are very concerned with it. That's why they consulted the doc, and they sent that to you today.
Yeah, but you're saying spikes are okay only for Derby kids.
Right.
Derby High School. That's strange. I don't know.
I wasn't involved
with that because I would have said something.
Yeah, Sal's probably aware.
If I could share my recollection, my recollection for two seconds. My recollection is that the actual language used was school sanctioned events. So metal cleats were permitted for school sanctioned events. That was the language that was discussed.
I think you're right, Sal.
That's okay. My recollection.
I'm sure he is. All right. Listen, bottom line is I don't even think the boys this summer are wearing them, but that's what I was told. I haven't been up there to check shoes. I don't think the girls ever wear spikes, metal spikes. So I don't think we need to worry about them.
The way Walter put it out today was, Dennis, please make sure boys of summer are aware of this restriction and agree to abide for it for all their usage.
Okay. Well, if that came today, I talked with when this kind of became a concern a week or two ago, I did approach the leadership of the boys of summer and was told them that discussion was going to be had in that direction. And they said, we'll check again, but they said, I don't think anybody in our group wears metal spikes.
That's fine then.
Yeah. Well, we'll confirm that. And we'll reconfirm the fact that they have to be concerned with that.
All right. Okay, we can move on to our other business. The update on the Payton Field House internet services. You had information on that, right, Dennis?
Well, So it was said that the Board of Education or Doc Conway, they would pick up the internet price tag or and they would take that over, the internet. But I found out today that they agreed, and this was Doc Conway and Mr. Mayhew, that there would be a split in the cost of the internet. So I just order today in that respect. Okay, so there's an agreement. Okay, it's a little different than what I thought. I didn't think that Parks and Rec was going to be involved at all. I wasn't against being involved, for sure. But it seems like we are still going to be, but certainly not to the extent that it was last year. Okay, so I can't give you any prices as to what it's going to cost us and them. I don't know. But I signed a purchase order today. So there's an agreement for a shared cost of the internet.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the update. Then I guess we'll just have to see if there's going to be any other changes after that.
One thing else. I'm going to bring the Elks Club has a soccer shootout. For kids, they do a basketball foul shooting contest every year, and they do a soccer shootout. And I've got men's teams playing on Sunday morning at Wittick Park. So I'm going to bring this Elks soccer shootout to Rhinefield. It's going to be a Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 12 type thing. No one's there. From the city. The schools are not there on Sunday mornings. And we don't have soccer goals at Bradley School. So we used to do it there. And we can't because we took those soccer goals out. They were too beat up and a little bit dangerous looking. So we had to have them removed. I'm going to schedule this soccer shootout for Rhinefield. Right now it's October 9th, the field's available. And I just want you to know that because it's Rhinefield, okay? And which is sacred. So. any concerns there?
Yeah. Okay. Like
By the way, there are kids that participate in this soccer shootout. It's a Derby Elks promotion for Derby kids.
Yep.
Good.
Okay. We got that. Okay. If there's no other business to come before the commission, does anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Actually, I got a couple of quick questions. Have we ever sent up, and Ronnie, you would probably know, set up a fund, a capital fund for the replacement of Peyton Field? You know, I don't want 4 years down the road, 5 years down the road, saying we need $50,000 and we got nothing.
We've been talking about that.
Yeah, I know all the money we're collecting is being put aside that we're getting paid for the use of the fields, but hopefully we don't have to just depend on that. But I don't know. They haven't had capital plan and there's no separate plan that I know.
Yeah, but guess what, Ron? I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. We could not locate that
that money.
Yeah, well, this is what happened. When we were trying to make this happen, Mr. McLiberty, we were discussing with in the finance office, and myself and Maria Abel, who is the one who I, you know, give the money to, once a week. We were under the impression that we created a special, I'm going to call it a line item. I don't know if it's a line item, but a special place to put the rental money. We couldn't find it. We couldn't find it. So then a printout was given to me from Mr. Mayhew, and it had, you know, the money from the entire year. And guess where it is?
It's general fund.
The general fund. Okay.
Yeah, see, that's a problem.
Yep, it's in the general fund.
Now, that's a problem.
What I will say, because listen, the money I got from the Boys of Summer, $5,000, I got a personal check. Now, that had to get in. I mean, we can't sit on that thing for like, you know, these things, I don't know if they can happen.
Well, if it's gone simple to the general fund, but it's showing a line item in their general fund, that then they'll have to release that back. But remember, we also talked about, like this, you said you generated $80,000 last year.
Yes.
That, it would seem that that money should be used, but I know that that's anticipated income, which is going to make it difficult for the tax board to decide that that money should go there.
Yeah, and it's, I think the anticipation is around 60. I haven't looked at that number, but yes, if we're going to get to where we need to get to, the best idea, in my opinion, is for recreation receivables. If you want to look up, you know, that's what it's called in the general fund, would be recreation receivables into the pot, into the maintenance pot for our complex, okay? And that would mean the entire 80, but that's what I wish for, but that's just me. I'm not sure what anybody else thinks. Obviously, we didn't even get to put the 5,000 in a special account. However, we do know how much from the rental is in that account in the event that we need to move it to that.
You know what, if it's sitting there, they're gonna spend it, Dennis, you know. Oh, that
sure, but listen,
well, that's what I was gonna ask. Are you keeping a record, Dennis?
Huh?
Are you keeping any kind of record of what you're turning
well, it's
over?
It's not that hard, Ron. You know, good. Listen, we got $5,000, you know, and yeah, then we're getting $1,500, so that's right. $6,500 since July 1. Yes, I mean, it's not that hard, you know what I mean? It's easy to keep a record of rental income.
Yeah, and the board realizes this now. That's why you're setting up that special committee, and they talked about having wine and beer allowed in the field house there so they can have a repass, this and that. Otherwise, we're not going to even rent that out.
You know? Yeah, we had talked about that we felt, remember, everybody I'm sure remembers, that even though the board wanted to make those decisions on that, that it, if it were blanketly, it could be if the circumstances allowed for it, such as legitimate, you know, no youth, no sports events or anything like that, that should automatically happen, because I'm sure there's a lot of, like you say, repasses and other things that are occurring and they have to pass this up because those are sudden things. You don't have time to right. Go before yeah. a board.
Right. Yeah. That's what we talked about. That's why that committee is going to be in the fact.
And that's accurate.
No waiting. No waiting.
You're dead on with that one. So, all right, but that I'm glad that they're at least looking at that because it was under the authority. That portion was under the authority of the Board of Aldermen. But if they have no problem moving that, I think that's in the best interest of the city. So,
right. I'm sure it'll get a hold of you, Dennis, when that committee starts and then work on that. But we got.
I was told about that today, and yeah. From Mr. Sure. Mayor. He had said to me to, I'm going to be on it, and he also asked, and this is something I would pass to you, Andy, that somebody else from our commission. So,
and I would like to volunteer if possible.
And I would like to volunteer, John Bittman.
That's good. It sounds like John Bittman's your man.
That's something I could tell Walter tomorrow.
Yes, I think yep. so. Yes, yep. Unless there's somebody else that is interested and would like to say something in that regard, you're welcome to. But if not, John would be a good candidate.
And we'll feed everything into you, John, that you need, or you come to us.
Oh, yes. Yep. Okay, so that's settled. And I'll let them know that it's myself and John.
Right. As far as all the other stuff, the rentals and what you're doing, then just take charge. Take charge. Yep. Let somebody make a mistake. I'd rather hear that than to say they're not doing this, they're not doing this, who's doing this. Right. Just take charge, Dennis.
Yep. Yep.
You know, we say, oops, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Okay. Is there anything else? John, did you have anything else?
Yeah, I miss you guys. When are we going to have our meetings back at the City Hall?
Yeah, everybody else is meeting back there now. I know we even have our board meetings live now.
I'm game for that if everybody else is. If they have no problem with us coming back, that's fine with me. How about everybody else? I think they all probably are interested.
October, does that look all right, Mark?
Well, I think we're still waiting. We're still waiting. We just got the computer, and I talked to the guys last week about doing the network. So hopefully for October, we should be, that's my hope, but it's very tedious operation that we deal with.
I know. God. All right. Let the chairman and Karen know. That's all, Mark.
Thanks. Yeah, that'd be good. Ready.
Yeah. Okay. And that'll let it be for the people that can't come in. They'll be able right. to could dial in. So it'll actually work right. out both ways.
Okay, good.
All right. Boys and girls.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll make a motion to adjourn at 7:35.
Okay, do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Oh, that was quick. All in favor? Aye.
Hey, if we're in person, I don't have to sit at the barn anymore. I can come in.
Okay, great. Thank you, everybody.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.